This is the opening of Mystery Train, recorded by Elvis Presley in 1955. Scotty Moore is on guitar. He helped define Elvis's early sound. Moore died yesterday at his home in Nashville after a long illness. He was 84. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
When Elvis Presley first appeared on TV, you saw the swinging hips and cheering fans.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
And Scotty Moore was standing right behind him. But Scotty Moore really wasn't one for music mythology.
The thing about Scotty Moore was he was a very humble man.
That's Peter Guralnick. He's written a couple books on Elvis and the early years of rock and roll.
He was somebody who would have liked to have been a jazz guitarist, but he recognized his own limitations. And with Elvis, he provided a complement to the passionate expression that Elvis brought to the music.
Just take a walk down the lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, but you'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely, you'll be so lonely, you could die.
Guralnick says this compliment was there both in the music and in everyday life. They were like oil and water. This is how the down-to-earth Moore described meeting the flamboyant Elvis to NPR in 2000.
He was dressed a little strange for the times. He had on a pair of pink pants or black pants with a white stripe up the leg, you know, and a lace see-through shirt, and, of course, his famous ducktail. But, you know, he was very clean, very, very polite, and we kind of, you know, just hit it off really from the start.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right.
Scotty Moore was born in West Tennessee. He eventually moved to Memphis and began working at Sun Studio. That's where owner Sam Phillips asked him to audition the young unknown who became Elvis Presley. Together with bassist Bill Black and drummer DJ Fontana, they recorded some of Elvis's biggest early hits like Hound Dog and That's All Right.
Scotty really merged jazz and Chet Atkins-style fingerpicking and blues licks, but really made his own unique sound.
That's Matt Ross Spang, a Memphis-based music producer, engineer, and friend of Moore's. He said all the work Moore did in the music industry, including producing and engineering, touched a lot of people.
When you would go to his house, you'd see all these pictures of him with Keith Richards or Paul McCartney, and it wasn't like backstage at a show, can I get a picture with you, Paul? It was the pictures that Paul and Keith and those guys asked to get with Scotty.
Moore made a handful of his own recordings, like this 1958 rarity called Have Guitar, Will Travel.
Have guitar,
Scotty Moore was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000 under the new Sideman category. He told NPR he thought he and the rest of the rhythm section should have been inducted along with Elvis, but he wasn't too concerned about it.
That's not a big thing for me. Like I say, I just stand back in the back and do my thing.
Scotty Moore, ever humble, but definitely essential. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.